Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on August 19th, 2014, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 10 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme Busted. This week's story comes to us from Ingrid Beal and is titled That Really Happens. Thank you for listening.
Hi. I just got like really nervous because I'm seeing a lot of faces that are kind of too familiar, and I was not expecting that. So I'm Ingrid, and I'm 16 years old, and I've never really done anything bustworthy before, so it was really hard for me to come up with a topic for this. So I got out my little sheet of paper that said busted across the top, and the first thing that I wrote down was gay, with a question mark. What am I? And so my story starts with a little six-year-old Ingrid who was completely obsessed with marine biology. Like, it was kind of a problem. And I can't remember if I just couldn't read or if I was still too lazy to actually be reading this book, but I remember sitting on my bed and I was flipping through this book and I was only looking at the pictures, and I got to page 16, and there's this picture of four kids. There was one boy, one girl, and then two boys. And they're feeding this orca whale in SeaWorld. And I had all these weird, like, kind of butterfly feelings about this, like, when I was looking at this girl. Kind of like when you look at someone and you're like, damn. But I wasn't feeling that about those boys. And I was like, this is so weird. This is so wrong. Like, girls like boys and boys like girls. Like, that's just the way it is. It's the way it is. It's the way it goes. You're wrong. Something's wrong with you. And so I kind of went through, like, the rest of my life thinking that way. I don't really have any recollection of, like, crushes or anything like that. I feel like I just shut that part of my brain off. And then I got to eighth grade, and my world was kind of rocked. One of my friends in eighth grade, so a little backstory about the school that I went to. My graduating eighth grade class was 9 people, including myself. There were 8 girls and 1 boy. And I had known all of them since preschool. It was like we were related, and so it was like really weird to be attracted to them. It was just like it didn't happen. And one of my friends, like one of my really good friends in eighth grade, came out as bisexual. And I was like, what? 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 It just boggled my mind. And so I went home and I did some research, and there's like this whole other world that I didn't even know about. There was like, so bisexual, where you're attracted to both men and women, and then there's like pansexual, where you have the potential to be attracted to anybody. And then there's demisexual, where you're attracted to someone like on a spiritual level before a physical level. This was something that my like little 14-year-old brain just like could not handle. So I graduated from eighth grade. I'm still kind of boggled. And then I got to high school. And there were 345 other people in my grade. Pretty evenly split out between boys and girls. And things really started to hit me. I was like, okay, so you kind of look like a dude, and I'm really attracted to you, and then you kind of look like a girl, and I'm really attracted to you, too, and I don't really know what's going on. And so at that point, I kind of started identifying with myself as bisexual, but I hadn't really told anyone else about it. It was still really iffy up there. And then about like halfway through my freshman year of high school, I started getting these crazy like anxiety problems. I was super anxious, and I was having like regular panic attacks. I don't know if that's happened to anyone else, but my life was kind of like hell for 4 months. And so I started going to counseling or therapy, and once I was like more comfortable with my therapist, I kind of brought it up. And she's like, "Well, is this something that you've talked to your parents about? Because if it isn't, it might bring you like relief or peace." She's a very down to earth lady, and I was like, "No, I've never ever considered that ever. No." But it was kind of brought to my attention that maybe that would be something discussion worthy. And so there was this one pretty chilly morning. And I got pulled out of my third period English class. I was kind of grateful for that because we were reading a really boring book. But I was like freaking out. I was like, okay, someone's dead. Like the dog died. My mom got in a car accident. My aunt was re-diagnosed with cancer. Like all these awful things were going through my head. And I got to the office where they told me to go. And my dad was standing there. He's like, "We're going to go take a walk. We're going to have some coffee." And in my head, I was like, "I know you, you know me, we're not going to talk. We're just going to like awkwardly walk beside each other, get coffee, and awkwardly walk back." that's kind of what ended up happening until we got to Big Dipper. And then at Big Dipper, I drew the line. I was like, "I can't, this is so awkward." And I just kind of like took a deep breath, and I was like, "All right, this is happening. This is really happening." And I looked at him, and I was like, "Dad, I think I'm gay." And there was this long pause, and I was like, "Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no." There's this long pause, and he was like, "Oh, okay, cool." I was like, oh. It was so nerve-wracking for some reason. Like, I knew that he was going to be okay with it, but there was this, like, little part in the back of my mind that was still like, and then it's kind of like getting into springish time, so you have like a timeline here. It's getting towards spring, and I like met this person. And I met this person who totally rocked my world. It was like nothing I had ever experienced before, because I kind of had like shut off that part of my brain for a little while and never really brought it back until now. And this person was born female, but they don't identify as female. They identify as gender neutral, which is another thing that was in this world that I had just then learned about. And I was like, there's more to this. What? So complicated. I met this person, and we had this amazing connection. It was a connection that I had never ever thought could even be made with another human being. It was like something clicked, and it like really clicked. And before they were comfortable going on in the relationship that we had started, they were like, "Okay, you have to come out to your mom. Like, it's just a must." It was like, it almost felt like we were hiding it from my mom, because I was like, I was still really hesitant about it. And so that night I went home and I sat down at my kitchen table and I started writing this letter to my mom. Because I just, like, I can't talk. I still to this day, I cannot talk to her about anything like this. And I don't know why. It really sucks. Like, that's a big part of what moms are for. They're for talking about boys or girls or your problems. And I just, like, I can't do that. And so it was weird. And so I started writing this letter. And I get down, like, halfway through this letter. And it just, like, it hit me. And it broke me. That people can't make the same connections that I made with this person because they're too scared. They're afraid that they're going to lose people that are close to them. They're afraid that harm is going to come to them. And there are people who can't make these connections because they don't thrive in an environment like I thrive in. I live in this wonderful place called Missoula, filled with these wonderful people, sometimes called Missoulians. Yes, 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 yes. And they're so accepting of, like, demisexual. They're okay with these kind of like weird little things that people, they feel that way, and they're open, they're open about that, and these crazy people, crazy in a good way people, called Missoulians, are like cool with it. They're like, dude, that's awesome. Tell me more about it. And so I live in this kind of environment where like that happens. But if I were to live in like some other place, I don't know where else, like a bigger city or a place where people are like this instead of like this, I would probably still be in that 4-month hell where I was having regular panic attacks. And so I guess the moral of this is that I'm so thankful for everyone that's in my life, that's been a part of my life so far to give me the confidence to be okay with who I am and to, you know, I have this amazing support group, and they're the kind of people who are like, cool, tell me more about this, rather than the kind of people who are like, get away from me. And so I want to thank my friends and my family and the unexpected faces in this room that I wasn't expecting to see. And I want to thank Missoula for being so cool about this kind of stuff. Thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best gifts, music, and more. Great people, great music. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks. MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers, Reed Reimers, Jennifer Edwards, Steve Gonzalez, Ingrid Beal, Megan Hollinsworth, Ben Weiss, Kim Maynard, Kate Morris, Nita Maddox, and Courtney Blakely Shields. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is The Things We Carry. See you then.